This is HPR episode 2346 entitled Liverpool Make First 2017 Show 4 and is part of the series Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Humacher, Tony H1212, and is about 5 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is a short series of interviews done at the Liverpool Make First 2017.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hughes for ACA Public Radio with the fourth in a series of interviews that I did at Liverpool Make Fest 2017 on the 24th of June this year. Enjoy the interviews. Thank you. Hello, this is Tony Hughes at Liverpool Make Fest, and I've got one of the organisers with me.
I'm Hilary Harper. I'm one of the crew chiefs. So myself and my husband are supporting the volunteers who are helping set up, marshal, welcome people and guide people throughout the day. So we only organise a little bit of it, really.
So what is Liverpool Make Fest?
For me, Liverpool Make Fest is a celebration of everything around making, whether that is craft, art, digital creation, and it's aimed to showcase and to encourage involvement in all aspects of making. And it's around, primarily around engaging the public, children, families, communities in the kind of the wonders of creation. I'm a well-being practitioner, and I one of the things I very much promote is creativity as being very, very good for your emotional and physical health. So it's a real passion of mine.
Thank you very much. That's one of the best explanations of an event like this that I've heard for a long time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hello, this is Tony Hughes for ACA Public Radio, and I'm still at Liverpool Make Fest, and I'm on the pattern craft stall, and I've got with me
Gemma.
And Gemma's going to explain a little bit about what pattern craft is.
Yeah, so pattern craft is an analog to digital punch card reader, so programming old school, hooking up to Minecraft, creating music, and writing with binary and ASCII. So you make a punch card, feed it into a reader, and it either builds something in Minecraft or generates some sound or writes something on the screen.
Brilliant. So how did you get into doing this with Minecraft?
With Minecraft, so I'm an artist as a background, and I was doing a lot of things with museums and galleries and realised that Minecraft is a big draw for attracting the kids. Works really well, and I've got two boys, and it was kind of, yeah, started using Minecraft for other workshops, and then I was learning to code and looking at textiles and coding, and then punch card reader. Yeah, it was all a bit of a fluke project.
So have you got a website that people can go up?
It's patterncraft.co.
Right, thank you very much. It looks really good, and you've got a load of pie seeds here. Are they yours, or have they been donated?
Yeah, they are mine, but they were funded by the IET, so I've got a grant to develop some resources for Pattern Craft to get out to schools. Yeah.
Right, that's really good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Tony Hughes for ACA Public Radio, and I'm at Liverpool Make Fest, and I've got with me
Simon Ryder of Liverpool Book Art.
Hello, Simon. I know we've just done this interview, but we had a technical itch, so we're going to try it again. So could you tell us a little bit about your project?
So Liverpool Book Art is an organiser of events and exhibitions around the field of book art, or sometimes called artist books. And these are largely books made by artists, and they are made in different ways. Some artists make their own paper, other artists take existing books and manipulate them, say by folding the pages or even carving into them with scalpels. Some people make books out of different materials. I've got books with ceramic covers, a book with the covers made out of driftwood, They could be notebooks, or they could be stories, or they could be illustrations.
So whereabouts do you do this?
So practitioners are around the country. There is a Northwest group of practitioners who meet once a month in Liverpool Central Library to discuss techniques and opportunities. And the work that I do as Liverpool Book Art, I put on an annual artist book fair in Liverpool, again at the Central Library. Next one's the 8th and 9th of July. And I also organise exhibitions, and the last exhibition I did was in Liverpool, and then I got invited to take some books to southern Italy.
Wow, southern Italy, that's a nice place to go to for an exhibition.
Absolutely, but it's a very international field, so when I did this big exhibition last year, I got work submitted to me from all over the UK, but I also exhibited work from Russia, Japan, Australia, Poland, Germany, and a bunch of other countries as well. So it's a really fantastic international community of creators.
Lovely. Just so that the listeners can find you, how would they find you on the internet?
So I keep everything simple. Everything is under the name of Liverpool Book Art. If you search for that, you'll find the website, you'll find a Facebook page, and even the email address is liverpoolbookart@gmail.com.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tony.
Now that one...
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.